We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens,
they're a clucking.
Other animals, and action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy hump day. Steve Miggs, you know what else is happening today?
What's going on, Tyron Daly?
Hooray, hooray, the 8th of May. It's National Outdoor Intercourse Day.
Wow.
What?
Excuse me?
What?
And because it is going to be warm, definitely wear your sunscreen if you're going to be having outdoor intercourse today.
Every day I look at the little calendar that tells us all the stupid holidays that we celebrate. That was not on there. I mean, coconut cream pie day, is there a connection? I'm not sure, and I'm not going to go down that road. Did you already celebrate that today?
I have not yet. The alarm went off at 3. There wasn't much time.
Brad, get outside now.
Let's go.
I know you're trying to get ready for your radio show, but I am not ready until you're ready, brother.
You got to celebrate the right way.
Are you guys going to celebrate it later today?
Well, you'll find out tomorrow.
Wow.
Boy, tune in tomorrow at this time to find out if Taryn Daly gave the old T-Dog shuffle to Brad.
What? Oh, Rockaholics.
No, it's the T-Dog shuffle outside.
It is time to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Is it every year on this day?
Every year, the 8th of May.
I gotta put that in my calendar.
Are you guys all new to this?
Yeah.
Well, clearly. Have you not seen our reaction?
I'm just shocked that Sarah's not on board.
I celebrate just kind of any day I feel like doing it outside. I didn't know there was a specific day.
Tune in tomorrow at this time if George acquiesces.
Come on, babe.
It's also, wow, it doesn't sound nearly as awesome, but today's National Give Someone a Cupcake. And I'm just letting everybody know I'm that someone. So please give me a different type of cupcake than I think what you're going to give in Brad later today.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, how about them Seattle Mariners, man? What a comeback last night in the 9th inning, scoring 4 runs. Everyone's like, the bats are alive, but the pitching stunk. One point it was like 6-6. Next thing you know, Mariners win the game 10-6 over the Minnesota Twins. And big shout out to Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh. He had a pinch hit grand slam in the 7th inning. I think he's getting everybody fired up for Friday night's giveaway, which is Big Dumper, Little Dumper. It's the Little Dumper Funko Pop.
Oh, it's so great.
Have you seen this thing?
No.
Oh, I kind of want to go to the game just to get one of these bad boys because it is pretty freaking cool. So, yeah, Mariners now 1 game apiece against the Minnesota Twins. We'll see what happens tonight as their series continues. It's a 4-game series.
Gary Payton, the glove, Seattle Sonics legend. He's totally on board with the NBA having Seattle, be one of the expansion teams, maybe alongside Las Vegas. The league has been doing all sorts of bargaining about new TV deals. They have visited Climate Pledge Arena a bazillion times, and it looks amazing. So a lot of other Sonics players, not just Gary Payton, are very eager for the team to return to Seattle. And so more on that. It's an exciting time for sure. We deserve basketball.
I think everyone's kind of like still like a beaten dog when it comes to like Sonics and basketball. Like, you don't believe it until it happens. But it truly does feel like we're at the point of when it's going to happen, not if it's going to happen. And man, I can't wait for that day. I'm not even a huge basketball fan, but I know so many people love the Sonics. And just the vibe, I think, of this city with how many sports fans and how many Sonics fans are. That first game, I think a lot of tears will be shed.
For sure.
Oh, man. Seattle Kraken. The draft lottery happened yesterday. You know, so they pick who's going to pick what in the draft. And Kraken are going to get the 8th overall pick in the upcoming NHL draft, which is awesome. There's a couple people that people are talking about. One of them being this kid by the name of Sam Dickinson. He's a defenseman. He's a stud on defense, both on the power play. But it's too soon to tell. They're so young. It's not like football where they just kind of walk right in. Unless you're like a number one draft pick, you usually don't just walk in and make an impact. But still, they should be able to get a pretty good player. The top pick, it looks like it's going to be this kid by the name of Macklin Celebrini. And the San Jose Sharks ended up getting the number one pick overall for the upcoming draft.
A security guard was seriously injured in a drive-by shooting outside Drake's home in Toronto. So far, they have no word if this is a connection to the beef he has with Kendrick Lamar, but obviously that is what everybody is thinking.
Doesn't help when one of those diss tracks had the album artwork of an overhead shot of Drake's home with the street address. It's like, like whether or not he wanted something like this to happen, it's not a good look.
It's very dramatic.
And how sad, man. It goes from just being a silly rap beef. I think they kept pushing the envelope, and then either you have crazy people in your crew or you have crazy fans.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, this is taking a sad turn, and hopefully the guy that was injured is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
After 114 years, the Boy Scouts of America changing their name. They're now called Scouting America. Reason being is like, well, yeah, we have to be more inclusive. I mean, since 2018, they've been allowing girls to join, so that is kind of strange when you're like, hey, it's the Boy Scouts, and you got Sally and, you know, Betty and other names that probably aren't the names of girls these days. Sally and Betty. I don't know what I'm thinking. Will that eventually lead to, though, maybe like maybe the Boy Scouts are trying to get in on the Girl Scout cookie thing?
Oh, maybe. Well, they do have their popcorn. Their popcorn is fantastic.
It's a little overpriced, though.
Oh.
Hot take, sorry. I'm not trying to piss people off in the Scouts of America, but I remember one time being all excited about buying the popcorn. I'm like, yeah, I'll get some. And it was like $30 later. I'm like, that's how much I just spent. What the hell is going on
here?
Oh,
yeah. Well, this story is giving me Toy Story 2 vibes. A woman on TikTok posted a video that someone stole two dolls from a display case at her yard sale. And there's something that she wants the thief to be aware of.
To the thief that stole these dolls at the yard sale at 3 o'clock this morning, you're going to regret it. They're haunted. Had you waited till sunlight, you would have seen the sign that was under them that said, haunted dolls, if you have children, please don't buy. I put them in this glass hutch to try and contain whatever was attached to them, and it got so cold that it fogged up. No takesies, backsies. Nobody wanted them because I warned everyone and showed them the videos of what these dolls do when they're in your vicinity, because they were not scared to move right in front of you. Enjoy.
I do love that she called it no takesies, backsies. No takesies, backsies. Do you believe that? Does anyone...
Do I believe that some dolls are creepy? Yes.
Well, and
creepy.
Haunted.
So you believe that it could be haunted?
Heck yeah. Everything's haunted.
Okay. I realize somebody's watched way too many Halloween movies, if you ask me.
Hey, look who you're talking to.
That's a very good point. Hey, real quick, I did get a text at 206-803-ROCK, and they said, hey, that 8th of May thing that Taryn Daly was talking about, it is a Pullman thing. I grew up in Pullman. I have heard it. Go Cougs.
All right, go Cougs.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 63 degrees. It's going to be sunny. Perfect day to be outside and do what Taryn Daly told us all to do. Big thanks to Jersey Mike's, the sub above, for giving us the DMD, and that's what's up.
A member of our show went shopping for a friend, and what they were shopping for is going to blow your mind. What is it? We'll tell you at 620.
The Daily Mix Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix show. Here's 4 shots to wake you up.
If you go to the Daily Migs social media pages, our handle is at Daily Migs. We posted a photo that has 4 shots within it. These are 4 things that summed up the days that we had yesterday. And I would ask that Danny kick off this party.
Well, it's of lovely Lily, my daughter, and she's getting ready to go to her first school dance. Oh. And it is Renaissance themed fair.
Okay, because I was kind of like, that's an interesting dress for a dance.
Yeah, I don't know why they chose that theme, but they did. And so she actually went to a Renaissance fair and picked out her dress. And I think it's adorable, but she was so stoked on showing me her dress. She's like, Dad, you got to see my Renaissance fair dress for my dance. And I was like, that's awesome. I was like, can I come and chaperone and I'll like dress like as a friar or something?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, absolutely not.
Oh, she just shot you down?
Yeah, and I was like, wait. Why? And it's because her...
Oh, man, that had to hurt.
She's going with a little boyfriend, and she doesn't want any of her parents there to embarrass her while she's dancing.
Especially dad. You're like, hands on her shoulders, buddy.
Oh, yeah. So, well, then she also said that I would not be able to dance. So I was like, well, fine.
Has she not seen you twerk?
I know. Yeah.
Apparently Sarah has. Yeah. How does that make you feel? Like, though, like, I mean, I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
No.
Like, that would. And whenever my daughter shoots me down for anything, it just devastates me.
You know, it's funny because like I've gotten to do a lot of things with her. Like, you know, gone on field trips with her, been there for a couple of her first games and whatnot. So like this one was like, you know what? I remember being that age and being embarrassed by my mom. So
yeah.
It's like, you know what? You go have your dance and have fun. And then she'll come out here the next weekend. So I'm very excited for
Take lots of pictures.
Yeah, right. But seeing her in that dress, I was definitely like, oh, man, she's grown up.
She's all grown up. Well, my shot is of my son Barrett and I hanging out in the garden. We've been doing a lot of weeding and kind of prepping the garden beds. And his way of helping me with the garden beds is bringing all of his digging toys out into the garden beds and using excavators and dump trucks and steamrollers to prep the dirt.
I wonder if he will become like a construction worker with how obsessed he is with all that stuff. I know when you grow up, your taste changes, but man, the obsession that your son has for all things construction is pretty adorable.
And the fact that
he's a rebel guy from Paw Patrol.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he corrects me when I say the wrong thing. You know, that's not this. It's a grader. That's not a backhoe. That's an excavator. You idiot.
Nothing drives me more crazy when I screw up something in front of my daughter because I know I have no window of opportunity to correct myself. She instantly will just jump down my... That's not Sky. That's Marshall, you idiot. And I'm just like, give me a second. Still trying to figure this stuff out. I forget your own mom's name sometimes.
Right? We're new here.
Cut me some slack. Also, I got to say, his fashion sense. He's already...
Dude.
He's ready to become a college frat boy. He already looks it. He looks the part.
Oh, he's so fun. And we're almost ready to plant, so I'm very excited. Steve Miggs, your picture looks adorable. Can you tell me about it?
To be honest with you, I don't care about my picture. I want to go right to Sarah's picture. Oh. I mean, okay, look, we have a blind dog, Lulu. She's getting older, and sometimes I just think she's just waiting around to die. The thing that it just feels the way. She just lies on a dog couch all day long with her tongue sticking out and, like, snoring. And I'm just like, man, this doesn't seem like a fun life for the poor thing. Doesn't want to play with us because she's just miserable. She can't see. She has no teeth. This puppy, DJ Strawberry, has brought in a whole new life for our dog. Now, all of a sudden, even though she's blind, she will find DJ, jump on her, tail's wagging again. Like, it's like a whole new lease on life. It's freaking awesome.
Ugh.
But enough about that. Sarah, why are you in a picture holding panties with a dude that's not your husband?
No!
Okay, well, so my friend from Japan was visiting, and me and our other friend, his name's Maxwell, went, you know, went shopping, hung out. We went to the mall, and my friend who's visiting wanted to get a pair of panties for his wife to bring back, you know? So he
needed
help. Did you
give him some of yours?
No. We are actually at Victoria's Secret because he wanted to get some of the sexy kind. So we are helping him decide what panties he should bring back to his wife. And me and my friend Maxwell are holding up the same kind of panty, but different color and a different size. So he was debating which size he thinks his wife would be and which color he'd prefer her in.
Maybe I'm a prude. I'm not sure. Maybe the rockaholics could help me maybe feel less of like, maybe I'm just out of my mind and it's just a whole world that I don't understand, but I just think it's strange.
So you would not take Sarah to go panty shopping for stuff for
no.
your wife?
Well, I have great
no.
taste.
That's fine. I would just, no. And I'm just curious if like the rockaholics maybe I'm just crazy. Or I just want to know, is it weird or is it not weird that you're taking someone that's not your significant other to go panty shopping?
206-803-ROCK.
Does that sound strange?
I mean,
what do you think, Rockaholics? Is it strange? Sarah went shopping with her friend to help him choose panties for his wife. Is this weird or not weird? Would you be okay with it? Call us up now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
Sarah went shopping with her friend to help him choose panties for his wife. Sometimes you have to say it like that, panties.
Okay.
Is that weird or not weird? Would you be okay with it? 206-803-ROCK. Queen Sheba in Sumner, what do you think? Weird or not weird?
That is very weird. That's not cool by any means.
Oh. Would you be mad if you found out that your husband was or your boyfriend was with someone else shopping for your panties?
It would be like one of those weird news moments where you're like, on other news.
Oh, oh. Okay. Look.
Whoa.
Message received.
Dang.
I think it's strange. I don't think it warrants beating somebody up over it. I think it warrants a conversation, maybe. Did she know ahead of time that you were helping him shop for the panties?
No. No, this was like going to be a surprise for her. Like, hey, babe.
Surprise, Sarah picked these out for you.
Well, I mean, she knows me.
Also, would it be weirder if he was like, hey, can you try on the panties so I can see how they look?
Well, yeah, that would be weirder.
Would you have done it?
What? Well, the other thing about the ones in the photo.
And what, FaceTime him from the dressing room?
The ones in the photo seem to have a very specific style.
They were very lacy.
Oh, they're crotchless.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't zoom in that much.
That's why I didn't think she was modeling them.
Wait, so you were helping him buy crotchless panties for his wife?
Yes.
That is so crazy.
Yes. Like, well,
and someone just texted and said, look, where is it? Going shopping for underwear with someone is not different than asking for help from a store employee. But someone also just said, the only reason why you would not be fine with it is if you're insecure with yourself and your relationship.
Oh.
That's right.
I am very insecure with my relationship. I'm not saying this is warranting a fight or an argument or anything along those lines, but I think it's okay to say, I just think that's weird.
Do you go shopping for undergarments for your wife?
No, she doesn't
normally
wear underwear, so I don't have to worry about it. No, I'm kidding. Please, that is a joke. The last thing I need, did you say I don't wear underwear on the radio? It was for a joke, babe. No, I don't. If I was going to buy her underwear, which I have for Christmas, because she's asked, like, hey, for stocking stuffers, I'll either just go to Nordstrom and just find, like, the section I know where it's, like, I know what she likes and just grab a bunch of them and buy it. And just, like, I don't even bother looking. Like, I'm just, or I'll just order them online.
Yeah.
Like, I never really hit up a female friend to go, hey, Taryn, you want to come with me to Nordstrom's and pick out some crotchless underwear for my wife, please?
Yeah.
If you asked me that, I would think it was the weirdest thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about insecurity or being mad at somebody. I'm not saying be mad. I don't think she should be mad at him. But I think it's okay to just say, I think that's strange.
Is it weird or not weird that Sarah went shopping with her friend to help him choose panties for his wife? 206-803-ROCK. Kyle in Granite Falls, what say you?
I don't think it's weird at all. I mean,
thanks, Kyle.
I've done similar things with, you know, other women, girls, and stuff like that, whether it's buying stuff for my, you know, girlfriend or helping them find stuff for their boyfriends or husbands or whatever. So, no, it's fine.
Now, is it fine for your, like, if you went back to your wife and said, hey, I got you these crotchless panties and my friend Sarah helped me pick them out, and she thought that was strange, would you understand why she thought it was strange?
I think she would think it's strange if, like, yeah, like, if Sarah was, like, modeling it for me.
Fair.
I might be pushing it a little bit. But, yeah. You know, if it's just, you know, like, hey, these lacy ones are cool that I hadn't thought of before because, you know, why would I be going to Victoria's Secret on my own and not looking like a creep?
Great.
So, yeah.
Well, it's not cool that I just hang out at Victoria's Secret saying hi to people.
I will say the employees
now
were...
Now I get why I'm not allowed in.
Our next listener party, Victoria's Secret.
Why not?
The employees were giving us very strange looks. Because
why?
We're just holding up these panties. My friend is trying to, like, kind of measure, like, my hips and trying to picture his wife in a way. Like, are you guys, like, the same size? Because I told him my size, and I'm like, I think we're the same size, dude. Like,
right.
And he was like...
I don't know. You got to put them on. I really need to see.
And then he could be my wife has wider hips than you. And I was just like, just don't.
Did he have you bending in any certain like, positions to mimic what she might do?
But, no, it wasn't weird. Okay.
Well, one text says it's weird. The person says it would 100% be weird, but it's Sarah we're talking about, so there's that.
That makes it less weird because it is Sarah.
There are a lot of people saying, because it's Sarah, it's not as weird as it would be if it was anybody else.
Thank you.
Sarah, how many did you guys end up, like, parting with that day? How many panties did you guys buy?
Well, because he couldn't make up his mind whether she was a certain size or not. He ended up getting the same pair of undies, two different colors, two different sizes.
Hmm.
Yeah, so there's options for her, I guess. I don't know. They are really cute, though. I have good taste.
Yes, you are a great friend.
One text says, I'd go panty shopping with Sarah any day. I don't know if that's how they said it, but that's how I'm...
That's exactly how they said it, Steve.
Like, for me personally?
I don't know.
Oh.
Text them and find out.
Okay.
How would you like to beat Steve? He is currently sitting with 111 wins, 29 losses, and 19 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.